BlakeRadio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But we are going to be starting things out with a special guest tonight here. Our number again, 1-800-259-9231. Our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Tonight, we bring you America, From Freedom to Fascism. It's a new movie. It's opening up in select theaters around the country. In fact, I think yesterday was its opening day. We actually had the opportunity a few months back, Mark, to go and see kind of a preview of the film.
We're special.
Well, and it was really it was something else. It was something very enjoyable.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. I kind of likened it to the Fahrenheit 9/11 in some ways. I mean,
but much more pro-freedom.
It was much more pro-freedom, but it had that feel to it.
Right, it had that sort of in-your-face style. In fact, we have the director, the star, if you will, director, producer, editor, Aaron Russo. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing?
Doing great. And yourself?
Glad to hear that. Where
are you at tonight, Aaron?
I'm in Chicago.
And what's the occasion?
Well, the movie opened up here. I was in New York last night for the opening in New York, and I made it tonight for the opening in Chicago.
Great. And how has it been received so far?
Well, from the audience, it's been overwhelmingly huge. I mean, standing ovation. We got major standing ovations last night, and it went fantastic. From the critics, a lot of mixed results. You know, a lot of the critics loved the movie, like you guys seem to so far. We've had people who are into freedom and people who care about what's happening in this country love the movie. There are critics out there who are not into freedom. They're more into statism, statism, and they don't like what the movie's saying because, you know, it messes with their belief system. Sure. I mean, everybody should like what this movie's saying because it's telling the truth about what's happening to America. But a lot of people just don't want to know the truth. Their belief system doesn't allow them to know it. And many people think the government is supposed to be doing things that it doesn't, that's not supposed to be doing, and they want big governments in their faces. And so some of the reviewers have been, who had a different mindset about freedom in this country and what the Constitution's about, have not liked the film. Not that the film isn't good, but they don't like the point of view of the film.
They just don't like what it says. Now, Aaron,
they don't like what it says, exactly.
But you're not small change when it comes to this movie-making business. You've been involved in a lot of different projects. Could you tell us some of them?
I guess there's a few movies that I've made that most people know pretty well. One was Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Danny Aykroyd.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, which is sort of considered a comedy classic, you know.
Sure.
And then The Rose with Bette Midler.
I do love Bette Midler.
Yeah, it was a big movie, The Rose, and she got an Academy Award nomination for that, and that's actually considered a musical classic today.
Hmm.
I hope my new film becomes a documentary classic.
Same here.
You know?
I hope so, too. I think it's very well done. It was, we saw the screening when it appeared in Tampa a few months back, and unfortunately you weren't able to make that one, so we didn't get to meet you in person at that point. But
right.
Nonetheless, standing ovation at the Tampa screening, and it's just it's being well received. It's an entertaining film. Not only are you approaching some very serious issues like the Federal Reserve, like the government just growing out of control, far beyond constitutional bounds. You're addressing serious, critical issues that need to be talked about today. But at the same time, you're not afraid to have a little bit of fun with the movie and make the audience laugh as well.
Well, that's my sense of humor at work. You know, I mean, I definitely have a sense of humor and a style of my own. But this movie to me, you know, it's the most critical movie I've ever made because I truly believe in my heart of hearts that America's becoming a police state.
Absolutely.
And it's becoming totalitarian, and the people have to wake up to who's behind this movement, you know, how is this happening in this country, you know, and in many ways, like The Wizard of Oz, when they pull the curtain back and you see the wizard, you know, running everything. That's what I do in the movie. I try to open up the curtain so people understand where this is coming from and why it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you know, that they're both the same,
you know,
and that they're both puppets.
I love the part of the movie where where you had the IRS guy, the former chief of the IRS there or whatever he was, and you were just baking him. I mean, he was squirming. It was hilarious.
Well, you know, I didn't try to make him squirm. You know, it's funny when you have the light and the truth on your side. You know, it makes this other side and the darkness sort of squirm, like you just said. The truth is, I mean, we haven't discussed this yet, but the truth is that there is no law that requires people to file a 1040 or to pay a tax on their labor, a direct unapportioned tax on their labor. And a lot of people have been saying that for a lot of years, and it's sort of been poo-pooed by many people. Oh, those are just income tax protesters.
Right, well, that's one of the things that you approach in the film. I think a good first chunk of the film is you going after and trying to actually determine, because you'd heard the claims for a long time. We've heard the claims. There's no law. They won't talk about it. And sure enough, you couldn't find it. I mean, you went and talked to the commissioner, or you went and talked, and in fact, you tried to talk to the IRS, but I think they didn't talk to you. They aren't even interested in asking, answering questions, are they, Aaron?
No, they're not. The fact is, when I call the IRS, I told them I was going to make this documentary about the IRS, and whether there's a law or not, they were a little bit shocked by that, because no one's ever touched that subject before. And the truth is that I spoke to many IRS agents, who left the IRS because they didn't find any law. And when I interviewed the commissioner, what we discover is that the IRS bases the fact of the 16th Amendment, which was in 1913, as their authority to impose a tax on the labor of the people. And although the 16th Amendment was never ratified legally, okay, back then they said it was, and so they started imposing this tax on people's labor. For the very first time, because under our Constitution, they couldn't do what they were doing. They couldn't impose a graduated income tax. But what the IRS doesn't tell you is that 3 years later, in 1916, between then and 1923, there were 8 different Supreme Court decisions that said the 16th Amendment did not give the government the power to tax your labor.
What did it give the government the power to do then?
What's that?
Did it give them the power to do anything, the 16th Amendment?
No. No, the 16th Amendment, the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment gave the government no new taxing authority. If you weren't taxable before the 16th Amendment, you weren't taxable after the 16th Amendment. So the 16th Amendment basically gave the government nothing. And the Supreme Court ruled on that 8 times. Okay? And so that the IRS doesn't tell you that and doesn't want you to know that.
Sure.
And so you've had a constitutional amendment that wasn't legally ratified. You've had the Supreme Court come out and say it didn't give them that power. And then the third point is that the IRS does not make law. Okay, they can't write a law, the IRS. Mm-hmm. All law comes out of Congress. So they would have, and then the IRS takes the law written by Congress and makes it part of their regulation. Okay, that's the way it works. There is no statute written by the Congress that allows the government to tax your labor.
You know, okay, even so if there was, I have to say that even if there was such a statute out there, regardless of whether or not it would or would not be constitutional or not, it would just be wrong. I mean, it's out-and-out slavery for people to have their income taxed. I mean, if you're paying 100% tax, you're 100% a slave. But if you're paying 25% tax, you're still 25% a slave. So I think it should still be opposed, even if it was legitimate, so-called.
Well, the fact is, I mean, you're talking philosophically now.
Yeah.
And I happen to agree with you, and I'll get into that with you in a second. But, you know, even if there was a law, it would be in violation of what the Supreme Court ruled.
Sure.
You know, the Supreme Court has ruled you cannot do this 8 times.
Why are we paying?
That's why there's no statute written by Congress. You see, the concept being that each person owns themselves. You own yourself, I own myself.
Last time I checked, at least I did, yes.
Well, you hope so anyway. And the government doesn't own anybody. Okay? So that means if you own yourself, that means you own your labor. Okay, and because you own your labor, when you give it to somebody else and they give you something in return,
mm-hmm. you
that's
own that
an
money.
Exchange.
Right.
That's an exchange.
All right, now, Mark, you had a great question, and Aaron, I want you to answer it when we come back. Your question was what, Mark?
Why are we still paying? Why are we paying the income tax?
Exactly. Let's come back and explore that. Aaron Russo, the director, the star, the editor of America from Freedom to Fascism, which, by the way, is their website, freedomtofascism.com, is the site for more information about the film, the select theaters that it's showing in. We'll get back into that and more. Of course, your calls as well. If you've got a question for Aaron, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. On the site, we got everything, and it's totally free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, downloadable. you just go and get them. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. Totally free archives at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, we're talking with Aaron Russo. He is the director of America From Freedom to Fascism. The film has just opened up in limited release over, I think, in Chicago, New York, L.A. I don't have the list in front of me. I believe it's playing in Tampa as well. So you can go to freedomtofascism.com to get a list of the different theaters it's playing at. I know one of the things that they want to do is expand the movie and have it go into a major release if possible. But you know, these things take a lot of money. And from what I understand, this has pretty much been a labor of love for Aaron. I mean, he's somebody who's made money in the movie business in the past. He mentioned that he was a producer for Trading Places, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And so
The Rose.
Yep, and The Rose. So a few movies in the past, he definitely made a name for himself and some money, but you know, he's put in a lot of his personal funds to get this thing created and to, you know, to put the movie together and get it out there. And actually, I think he's accepting contributions from people at freedomtofascism.com to create a marketing campaign for the film to get it out to more theaters, that sort of thing. Because really, the message that the movie brings to people, I think, is pretty important. And it brings that sort of eye-opening message of, hey, it tries to, I think it slaps people across the face and says, wake up, you know, you've got a police state just coming down on you at this point.
I think it also addresses the most important issue facing Americans today, which is the fiat currency that we have.
That's true.
People don't even think about it, but this fake money that we have is just a way for the government to take away our wealth. It's a way for them to easily transfer it from us to them.
Right. He goes into the detail on why the Federal Reserve was created and what it's done to the dollar ever since it was created. And it's just a sad history. And the last 100 years are about, we're thereabouts, 90 years or so in this country. It's just been getting worse. And it's because of the value that's been sucked out of our economy by the people that control the dollar. And they're the Federal Reserve people. And there's more details here. We're talking, we're trying to get Aaron actually back on the line. We have a few problems with his hotel room connection there. So we're doing everything we can to get him back on. But I was looking at RottenTomatoes.com, which is a great website. I love Rotten Tomatoes. It's a fun site if you're a movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
They've got information about movies, some of the details on the films, all the actor and star information. But also the coolest thing about Rotten Tomatoes is they sort of cull reviews from all over the place. Because if you just rely on your local newspaper or the local television movie reviewer as far as getting your movie reviews, as far as them being your source,
you get one guy's opinion.
Right, you get one or two guys' opinions. In the case of RottenTomatoes.com, they pull reviews from all around the World Wide Web, from coast to coast, worldwide, and then they give you sort of a rotten critics tomato meter, basically, that tells you, you know, what the critics think. Now, again, a movie like this, a politically tinged, essentially the movie's all about politics and freedom. A movie like this is going to have some serious,
detractors.
It's going to have some detractors. It's going to make people angry. And so I'm just looking down the Rotten Tomatoes list here, some of the things that people have said about
the film. If you think about Fahrenheit 9/11, many people really loved it for its message. Many people really hated it for its message. They didn't. Very few people looked at it and said, well, that's a great film. I love the production and the cinematography. You know, they didn't look at it for that reason. I like the character development. None of that. It's whether they agreed with the message of the film or not. So, if you know, give it a chance based on that.
Right. This one from I'm just going to pull a couple of excerpts here as we're discussing America from Freedom to Fascism. Again, their website, freedomtofascism.com. Hopefully we can get Aaron back on the line. Apparently our board op is on hold at the hotel at the moment. Austin Chronicle says, quote, just as the film's arguments start growing persuasive, Russo, free-falling, who also narrates the movie, undermines his work by free-falling into a tangled web of all-out conspiracy mongering. Now, I'm the first person to jump on somebody for bringing forth conspiracy theories. I'm not a huge fan of promoting these things. I find them somewhat interesting, I kind of like to explore them. They're interesting, they're neat, they're intriguing. But when I was watching Freedom to Fascism, I didn't get the feeling that it was a free fall into a tangled web of conspiracy mongering. I think he sort of touched on it a little bit. And I guess when you're talking about the creation of the Federal Reserve, it's going to sound a bit conspiratorial. Because, point of fact, it was.
Yeah, it's conspiracy between bankers to create a quasi-government, not a government agency. The Federal Reserve is a corporation.
Right.
Did they conspire to make a corporation? Yes. Did they conspire to take over America's monetary system? Yes. Did they succeed in these things? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Let's bring him back. He's back on now. Aaron Russo, the director, the editor, narrator, star of the film America from Freedom to Fascism, again at freedomtofascism.com. Aaron, are you back with us?
I am here.
All right, great. Good to have you back.
Thank you, buddy.
Right, so I was just talking about some of these negative reviews that you're getting here, talking about how it's conspiracy mongering. What do you have to say to that?
No, the reviews didn't say anything about conspiracy mongering, really. Very little of that. What was really weird about the reviews, the negative reviews that we got, we got very, very strong reviews, and we got a bunch of negative reviews, and the negative reviews all had the same thing to say, which was very strange. And basically, the movie talks about the Supreme Court decisions, the section on the IRS, anyway, talks about the Supreme Court decisions, and that's why there's no law, because the Supreme Court said they can't do this.
Right.
But all these reviews didn't mention that. Not one of them mentioned the fact of all these Supreme Court decisions, and they all made the same case that the movie was about the fact that the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified, and that's the case I made, which is not true. I do mention that one time, but very briefly, and it's certainly not what the movie's about.
Right.
The movie's about the Supreme Court decisions and the commissioner. When I asked the commissioner of the IRS, when he said to me that the 16th Amendment authorizes the tax, the income tax on your labor, then I brought up the Supreme Court decisions, and he sort of like blanched when he realized I knew that.
Oops, yeah, he's done his homework. He's done a little bit of research.
And so when I said to him, well, what about all the Supreme Court decisions that say you can't do that? He said his response to me was really amazing, that it's on film. I love this part. Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS. That's what he said.
The hubris of this guy. The hubris. I mean, can you imagine? He just says, we don't have to listen to the Supreme Court. They're just a branch of the government we ignore.
Right. We're above the law, is what he's saying.
That's absolutely what he's saying.
We are above the law. And we all know that's nonsense. So I did capture that in the movie. And it's the arrogance of the IRS and the government agencies that think they can do whatever they want to do.
One of the things that I found really persuasive in your film was that you did actually have some footage of former IRS agents, some of the enforcers who had come to the realization that what they were doing is just wrong. It's not backed by any sort of legality, and they basically come forth now, and they're actively fighting against the IRS. So again, we're going to bring you back, Aaron. So hang on. This time we're not going to disconnect, and we should have him at the front of a segment. We're going to find out why it is people continue to pay income tax. If you've got a question for Aaron, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Though right now, your calls should be for Aaron Russo if you've got a question for him. He's the director, the editor, the creator of America from Freedom to Fascism. It's in some theaters right now in limited release around the country. You can get details on which theaters and where at freedomtofascism.com. Mark, you and I had the opportunity to go see this when it was screening a few months back, and
Excellent.
It was fantastic. It deserved the standing ovation that it received at the end of the film,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably one of the most important documentaries of our time.
I would say.
America from Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. By the way, take the word from out. It's just Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, my apologies. America,
okay,
Freedom
no
to Fascism.
America, Freedom to Fascism.
Right.
That's the name of it.
Yep. And so
one of the interesting things we were talking about before was the fact that, about the law. And what people should understand, the Supreme Court, in the Eisner versus McCumber case, defined what the word income means, okay?
Okay.
And the word income means a corporate gain or profit. It does not mean wages or labor.
I'm not a corporation.
And there you go. So the ones that are taxable are the corporations, because the corporations are considered a government privilege, and so they're taxable.
Makes
and,
sense.
Right.
That's
well, corporations
part of what the fascism is, that they're letting the corporations, who are legally responsible to pay a tax, off the hook and laying it on the backs of the American people.
Mm.
See, and fascism means corporatism, big government and big corporations working together to stifle and suppress the people. And that's a perfect example of fascism at work in America.
Yep.
Because the corporations get off scot-free, basically.
Yeah, you know, not to mention that they're fighting a war over there for, you know, to some extent or another, depends on what you believe, oil, and corporations are benefiting off it, but the American people are paying the bill.
Oh, there's no question about it. Well, you know, the truth is, most of the money, I don't think the American people are actually paying for that war, as I perceive it, because most of the money you pay in income tax just goes to pay interest on the debt. What I haven't explained yet is that in 1913, when the income tax started, it started for a reason. And I'll tell you what that was. When the Federal Reserve came into existence, before then, the government could make money and there's no interest to pay on it because they weren't borrowing it. They were creating it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so there's no one to pay interest to. Then when they handed the power illegally over to the bankers, then when the government needed money, they had to borrow it from the bankers and pay them interest on the money the government was borrowing. And that's why they started the income tax that year, so the people could pay the interest to the banks out of their labor.
And, of course, they sold it to everybody by saying that, oh, it's only going to be on the richest of the rich. And then they slowly expanded
well,
its
that's
coverage.
That's how they always do everything. Incrementalism,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly right.
That's how they do it all. But the concept was they're going to tax the people so the bankers can make more interest money.
And so one of the things that you did in your film was you were looking for the answer as far as, you know, where is the law? There have been so many people that have actually, I believe the We the People organization is one of the groups that have been petitioning for years to, I mean, this is an upstanding group made up of upstanding Americans who have been petitioning the IRS and the other members of government in order to say, look, just answer a few questions. We just want a few simple questions answered. You know, where's the law that requires us to pay? And there's a few other questions. And nobody will even talk to these people. Nobody will even answer their questions. And essentially, this is a group that's now saying, well, look, if you won't answer our questions, then we're just not going to pay you anything until you do. How about that? And
well,
so
that's what they're doing. I mean, the base, you know, the group wants to know what the legal basis, the legal foundation for the income tax is. And the IRS won't answer the questions. I mean, and that's part of the problem. And that's why when I call the IRS to do the interview, you know, and I said to them, look, guys, you know, I'm going to do this movie. And if you don't answer the questions, you're not going to look very good in the movie. And so they arranged for me to meet the ex-IRS commissioner, Commissioner Cohen. And that's how I got that interview with him. I mean, the IRS did arrange that for me. But, of course, you know, in the end, it hurt them because they weren't telling the truth. And so the movie then goes on to deal with the Federal Reserve and the police state. You know, we're talking about how by May 2008, President Bush has signed a law that we will have to carry a national identification card.
Yeah, it's called the Real ID card. And we
the
brought
Real
that.
ID Act.
That's correct. And in fact, I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes here, the Variety review. It amazes me that people are so in the dark, Aaron. One of these negative reviews says that it's much less he says much less convincingly that the country is becoming a police state via new identity laws. I mean, it's just amazing that people are so oblivious to the
They're
police state.
They do it on purpose. They don't want. Look, I was supposed to do a radio show in Chicago on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
A big show on a big black radio station, okay? And they called up and canceled and admitted that the reason that it was being canceled and reduced from an hour to 10 minutes was because the owner of the station got a telephone call from somebody telling them not to let me on. Okay?
Really?
Yes. And then today on WLS in Chicago, they canceled me. I was supposed to be on the air live in studio taking questions. They canceled that. They don't want this movie out there. That's what's happening. And all the people that don't have a vested interest, you know, love the movie.
Sure.
And the people that have a vested interest, like Variety, which is a really a very establishment or magazine.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the review, it makes no sense at all. She talks about the 16th Amendment again, about not being ratified, if I remember that review correctly. And that's not what the movie's about, you know? And
it's not a surprise that they would want to suppress this film. I mean, anybody that's going to come out and talk about how this country is becoming a police state, I'm not really shocked at what you're experiencing here, Aaron, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's the battle. You know, a lot of people say the big battle is, you know, blacks versus whites and Republicans versus Democrats and Muslims versus Jews. You know, to me, the big battle in the world today is good versus evil. And I think these people are evil, and I think what they're doing to this country is evil. And what people have to understand is that even though the American system is now a central bank in America, the Federal Reserve System, which is part of the Communist Manifesto, by the way, okay, or the Bank of England is a private bank, The Bank of Japan is a private bank. The bank in Germany, the Bundesbank, is a private bank. And all these banks run their governments. And what people don't understand is the elected leaders are not running the governments. The elected leaders are nothing more than marionettes, puppets for the banks. Whoever makes the money makes the rules. And
that much is true.
These people are owned. These people are owned. I've got President Bush, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. Doesn't matter which one was the president.
Well, look at them palling around. I mean, President Bush, the former President Bush, palling around with Bill Clinton. News came out today that Hillary Clinton's doing shots with John McCain. I mean, they all are just part of this big incestuous group of people that are up there in Washington, D.C., just taking advantage of the little guy, people that don't know any better. And that's where most Americans are, right? I mean, the way I was going to ask you, we were going to ask you the question, here's a chance for you to answer, why people continue to pay income tax?
Well, because I think people pay income tax because they feel it's their duty and it's their responsibility, because they think the money goes for infrastructure in the country, which it doesn't really do. You know, most of the money goes to pay interest to the banks, the central banks of many countries, not just the American central mm-hmm. bank. But they don't know that. They believe that the income tax is used to build highways, as an example.
And they've got there's this big network of propaganda out there with reviewers like these Variety reviewers and some of these negative reviewers out there just backing up the idea that the income tax is legitimate, just yelling from the rooftops that, hey, don't watch this movie, everything is fine, don't look around too closely at your surroundings, don't look at this big government box that you've been placed in, everything's all right, America, go back to your Britney Spears, go back to your six-pack of beer, don't ask any questions.
Did you know that Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock just got married?
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
It's the number one story on Yahoo today.
Who cares?
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's really great. That's much more important than my movie.
So, yeah. Aaron, you know, I came up with a question while you were talking there, and you said before 1913 the government made the money. I was under the impression that before 1913 every dollar was backed by a certain amount of precious metal.
Well, it is. That's right. So that's why they were very limited in how much they could print.
Gotcha.
And that's correct.
Right, because you couldn't print them if you didn't have the gold and the silver to back it. Aaron, hang on. We're going to come back to you. Aaron Russo, the producer, the director, the man behind America, Freedom to Fascism, the website for the movie, freedomtofascism.com. And if you've got a question for him, he's on for one more segment, so you better get on the line now. 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Though right now, we'd prefer questions for Aaron Russo. He is the director, the producer, the creator of America, Freedom to Fascism. It's a movie that's in limited release around the country right now. You can get a list of theaters, showtimes, all that good stuff at freedomtofascism.com, not to mention downloadable clips and other fun things. freedomtofascism.com. Aaron Russo, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. I wanted to just jump off, before we get to this call that we've got here for you, I want to just jump off on this conspiracy theory idea. Before somebody labels Free Talk Live as doing kook radio or something like that here, I want to make something very clear. What we're talking about with this talking about the Federal Reserve and the history of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and all this, this isn't conspiracy theory. This is fact. And this is the past. I think the difference between looking at the past and revealing what really happened based on facts and speculating into the future, and I think the difference between conspiracy fact and conspiracy theory is when you're talking about facts, it's undeniable. Go right. Do the research for yourself. When you're talking about theories, that's when you take a few facts and you mix them together with supposition,
a lot of conjecture
and hypothesis. And I got to say that in your movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, there's not much hypothesis and suggestion. It's really just quite a bit of fact. At least that's how I felt about it.
Well, I'm glad you felt that. I mean, I try to do everything based on fact. You know, I don't go by people's opinions. And the word conspiracy theory, what you have to understand is that's a weapon used by the dark ones, I call them, so that anything you talk about that's not common knowledge is demeaned immediately. And so it's a weapon, the word conspiracy theory.
Right, and the Federal Reserve, the history therein is certainly not common knowledge. Let's go to the phones, because Barbara is on the line from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Barbara, you're on with Aaron Russo on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, thank you. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Barbara.
I just tuned in, and I'm really, really intrigued by the sound of this film, and I'm going to get on the Internet as soon as I get off the phone here, and I'm going to find where that film's going to be. The thing I wanted to ask you is, I think a lot of Americans are going to have to agree with you. I think we all grumble about it, especially every Friday that we get our paycheck and we see how much they took out of it again. What can we do about it? I don't want to go to jail.
Well, here's the thing is this. You know, although my movie explains that there is no law, you know, I don't suggest that you not pay your taxes, because they use force. My movie is really about the police state. You know, to me, I use the income tax as an example because everybody believes there's law. So once people understand there is no law that requires it, then then their belief system opens up, because I prove it so clearly in the movie. Then they open up their mind to understand what else is going on in America. And the biggest concern I have is not taxes.
Right.
The biggest concern I have is the police state, the totalitarianism that's happening in America. The very fact is that they can come to your house and put you in jail when there's no law. Look, I show a case in the movie where a Mr. Schiff is explaining to, he's a defendant, and he's explaining to a jury that there is no law. And the judge says, and this is a quote, okay? And the judge says, I will not allow the law in my courtroom. Okay?
Scary stuff.
So what I'm telling, and then they don't allow Supreme Court decisions in the courtroom. Even though the Cheek decision says they must, they don't allow Supreme Court decisions in the courtroom. So the judges can't overrule the Supreme Court. But it's a fix. They're railroading people.
Yeah, we've gotten to a situation.
I would never tell you not to pay your income taxes.
Absolutely.
But what I would tell you is that the more important thing than the income tax is shutting down the Federal Reserve System. Once you shut down the Federal Reserve System, then you'll get rid of the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is to shut it down, because these are the people that are controlling the money in this country. These are the people that are making your money worth less every day. They're the ones who are creating inflation and debt at the same time.
And inflation is the most devious of taxes, because they actually steal money from your wallet, from your bank account, without actually having to take it out. They just create more money, and therefore by doing so devalue all the money that you have, essentially taxing you.
It destroys your savings. That's my core belief. That's why America is so unhappy today.
Because
people can't put money away for the future. They can't save any money. The money they have doesn't buy anything anymore.
Even at the interest rate on your bank account, you're still behind the ball when it comes to inflation. Barbara, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Steve in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Steve, you're on with Aaron Russo. Hello.
Hello, Aaron. It's a pleasure to talk to you. The question is about the banking portion, what you're talking about. I mean, we all have our money in banks, and are all banks together, so to speak, and how they handle us,
I didn't hear your question.
So are they all together? Or are they all together in the way that they handle us?
Big money center banks are not the small local banks.
Could we put a dent in their plan if we all put our money in local banks?
I think that would certainly be helpful. Absolutely.
I think that.
But what we have to remember is, every time you put money into your bank, the bank can make 10 times that amount to loan out. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. It's called fractional reserve banking.
Exactly.
When the bank writes you a loan for a house or a car or whatever, there's no guarantee that they actually have any money in the vault to back that up. It's one of their prerogatives as a bank. One of the benefits of being a bank in America is you just get to create the money out of thin air.
Right. So what they do is essentially you go to a bank and borrow money, and they give you something they don't really have, but they create it out of thin air. But you are responsible to pay them interest and principal for the rest of your life. You're their slave. They make it from nothing, and they own you.
Steve,
that's the way it works in America today.
Doesn't it sound good, Steve, if you could get somebody to give you a little loan, and then for every dollar they give you, you could just make 10 out of it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good racket.
It's a nice deal. Steve, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Aaron Russo, now would be the time to slide that call in. He was interesting that he was asking about what we can do about this. And we're banking with a local bank, while that may be preferable, it's still not really solving the problem of the fact that our money's backed by nothing.
I think
one of the interesting possible solutions is an alternative currency. We happen to be big fans of the Liberty Dollar here on Free Talk Live, and people can get more information about them at dollar.freetalklive.com. But that's actually a private, competing alternative currency that's literally backed by silver. In fact, some of the stuff they're putting out actually is silver, which is, I think, one way that we might be able to transfer from the system we're in now to this sort of alternative. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good thing, but I don't think that's going to save the day. I think the only way to save the day is to make sure that you shut down the Federal Reserve System.
So that's going to require political action That's going to require more people like a Ron Paul, for instance, in office, actually doing something in a positive nature in Washington, D.C. And, I mean, that's a huge process. It's
that's the process I'm part of now that I'm working on. My website, we have a petition there, which has been signed by thousands of people in a very short time. The petition says we want to shut down the Federal Reserve System and world government. And you have to get rid of the idea of globalism, world government, the New World Order, call it whatever you want to call it. But that's where we're heading. That is the future. And that's not conspiracy theory. And they want to put chips, RFID chips in everybody, radio frequency identification.
You know what I find interesting? I'd like to just go off on a side since you're talking about the RFID thing. And it is, you know, at this point we're getting into a little bit of speculation, but it's still based on real information. There really are people out there.
What's the speculation?
Well, just the idea that they want to put the chips in everybody, I don't know if there's any official word out there about that, but if you look at some of the things that have come out, for instance, with this immigration controversy, one of the things they're talking about doing is chipping immigrants. So they're already talking about it, just not on that sort of a scale.
I can assure you that they are planning on chipping everybody with the RFID chip. I can also tell you this. I mean, I was friends with one of the Rockefeller family, okay? And we used to discuss this all the time. And I know exactly what's happening. And the fact is that they're chipping people. There are certain corporations now that you can't come to work unless you get a chip put inside you. You get fired.
Is it for the purpose of, like, security, to make it through doors and...
Well, they never had it before. You know, it's whatever reason. They'll say whatever reason they want to. I don't care what the reason is. You know, no, it's not to get through. You don't have to get a chip inside you to get through a door. It is a card.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah. Well,
and
in the case of a corporate,
what they want to do, but here's the point I want to bring up.
Yeah.
What they want to do is digitize all the money. See, they don't want you to have cash anymore. They want all money digitized. They want everything to go on to you. See, they do everything in increments. Now they want you to have the ID card, right? But the ID card law says it needs a machine-readable device on there. That's going to be the RFID chip.
Well, yeah, we know they are planning on putting RFID chips in the ID card itself.
And then
so
next time it's going to go into you.
Right, and I think the sad part is they're using the immigration debate to promote this idea because so many people are anti-immigrant, they're xenophobic, they're afraid of immigrants coming into the country, and so they're going to start chipping them as a first step. And then they're going to say, well, since they've got the chips, now you're going to have the chips in order to differentiate yourself from the immigrants. It's just a crazy situation. And Aaron, we really appreciate you being on. Again, your website is freedomtofascism.com. Everybody should go check it out. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Create.